Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. This hit show provides the information, inspiration, and tools people need to make positive changes in all areas of life. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of higher energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. So wake up, step up, and power up. You are listening to A Shot of Joe now.
Hi, everybody. How are you? Thank you so much for being with us here today on Transformational Talk Radio. This is Joe Dunziata. You're listening to A Shot of Joe, the place where you come to wake up, step up, and power up. So thank you so much for being with us here today as we get ready here in the United States. I know we have people listening from different parts of the world, but here in the U.S., we are getting ready for one of our biggest holidays of the year, which is Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow on Thursday. So we have a lot of people traveling and getting ready to get from point A to point B. This is the biggest traveling day of the year here in the United States for a lot of people trying to get to a destination for Thursday. Of course, when these things happen, it creates a lot of stress, a little distress for people trying to get from point A to point B. One of the things that we want to be aware of, especially as we move into the holiday season, on the next show, I'll talk a little bit more about the holidays and dealing with that energy. Because, of course, that's a time when we get together with a lot of people. We get around a lot of different energy, a lot of family and friends that we maybe have not seen for quite some period of time. And it does create, it brings up a lot of emotion, which is actually an opportunity for us to make changes and deal with some issues maybe that we have not dealt with before. So just preparing for that as we go forward. And as you're getting ready for tomorrow, you may also be bringing up feelings and emotions that are generally tied to the holiday season. And these are things that we want to be aware of as we continue our energy work, working on ourselves, because the more we are aware of how we feel, the easier it's going to be to make the adjustments and changes we want to make for the end of this year going into 2018. So this year we've had a tremendous amount of changes. We've had portal openings at the end here. We had one on October 10th. We had one on November 11th. We have another one coming up on December 12th. And the last one that we had, which was this month, was really about ending cycles and letting go of anything that's not helping you, that's not serving you, that's not supposed to be there anymore for you, things that you've been kind of dragging potentially around your whole life. And a lot of that has to do with your identity, with how you see yourself, with what you believe in. And these are cycles that we've carried forward in our lives. And these are things that have impacted us dramatically as we make decisions, as we try to go forward and decide what it is that we want to do, how we're going to treat certain people and circumstances and situations. So all of this stuff has a dramatic impact as we continue to try to elevate our energy. So the idea behind this, and we're going to talk about today, is about living in your truth. And what does that actually mean? And how can you live in the highest level of truth as you move through your life here? And how does this help you elevate yourself or move yourself from point A to point B? So let's go back as we look at this idea or concept. And when I say to people, are you living in your truth? And you know, people kind of look at me when I ask that question, say, well, they don't know what it means, or they'll say, oh, yes, I am living in my truth. But what you really want to do is look at your life and say to yourself, am I living the life that I want to live? Now, obviously, when we put this question out to ourselves, and we have to be honest within ourselves, there are a lot of elements and factors to answering this question. So obviously, you have a couple of areas of your life that will really require the most focus or attention. The first one is going to be, you look at your relationships And you look at your, obviously, if you're involved in a romantic relationship or a marriage or any type of relationship like that, you want to look at that relationship and say, okay, is this the relationship that I want to be in right now? Again, we're talking about your truth. Now, obviously, we know relationships go, you know, move around, go up and down, especially long-term relationships. But overall, you have to look at it from an overall perspective, not this minute. Maybe you're upset. Or maybe something happened, or like I said, it's the holidays. It's a high stress time. You may say, I don't want to do this anymore, or this relationship is not working for me, whatever that may look like. Or you may say, wow, this is great. I'm really happy I'm in this situation. These are things you want to look at and be in your truth regarding the relationships that you're in. So we start off, of course, with that closest one, our romantic relationship. And then we move into the other ones. Then you want to look at your friendships. You know, are you in friendships? Are you in relationships that are good for you? Are you around people that are good? Are you in energy that is good? What is your truth regarding that? Then, of course, we look at our family. Now, the family relationships, of course, are different because we have a circumstance here where we have these families that have been part of our lives since we, of course, were born. And a lot of people, there's the old saying that says, you can't choose your family, you choose your friends. But in spiritual work and energy work, we don't see it that way because we know that doing this work that we actually selected our parents and our families before we came as part of our karmic journey. So that's part of the journey that we came to have was to have these parents, these siblings, these relatives. This is part of our journey. But as we go forward, what I'm starting to see now, and I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this, it may even have happened to you a long time ago, as it did with myself and my wife, you start to realize, I'm not fitting in with these people. I'm not part of this group. I don't seem to get along. I don't see things the same way. I don't have the same beliefs. A lot of these different things that you're looking at in your life, now it's time to say, I need to be in my truth about this. Now, when you look at it, you may say, well, yeah, but that's my family. That's, you know, I learned in your belief system, you learned that these are the most important people in the world. These are people that you have to stay with. These are the people you're supposed to get along with and see during a holiday or see during these different times. And for some reason, you know within yourself that there's something wrong. It's just not working. I don't feel comfortable. As a matter of fact, you may feel uncomfortable. You may feel distressed. So these are things that you have to be honest about and say, hey, what is my truth regarding my family? What is my truth regarding this group of people? And it's a very difficult thing for many people to do because, again, your conditioning, meaning how you grew up, your religious background, what you were taught about family, all these different things that were fed to you as you were going up the ranks and growing up as a kid, you're holding on to this stuff. And now you're starting to have conflict. And I remember myself doing this work, starting to have conflict within myself, saying, well, you know, how do I truly feel about it? Not what am I supposed to do, but how do I actually feel about this situation and about what's really going on? And how do I feel about myself in this group of people? Am I being treated in a way that I feel respected, and do I feel good about the way I'm being treated? So these are all things that come to the forefront as we go forward. And it's important for you to really sit with this. And now the key here to do this and to be in truth is we have to remove the judgment, because the judgment takes you out of your truth. Because you start to go into the judgment of yourself primarily, which is what we usually do in this kind of situation, where you start to say, well, I'm not supposed to be upset with my family. I'm not supposed to not like my parents. I'm not supposed to. So this starts to create the confusion for us. But what it's really doing is it starts to create a distortion of the truth. And as we get to a distortion of the truth, now I'm no longer in the higher vibration of energy that I want to be in, that I really need to be in to take myself where I want to go. And as you look at the end of this year, because the years are very symbolic for us energetically, we see each year as a new thing. which energy-wise, it is a new thing. There's different energy carried in each year. As you come to the end of this year, it's important for you to take this inventory and look at yourself and say to yourself, okay, what is my truth regarding my relationships? How do I feel? What is my truth in this area? How do I actually feel? And what I always like to do is write things down. So I would suggest to you, get a notebook, get a piece of paper, start writing these feelings down and really be honest. And again, removing the judgment, removing the personal criticism, removing the things that will distort how you see the world or distort the way things really are. And I've had this so many times working with clients, and I always laugh when someone says to me, well, you know, I had a great upbringing. Everything was good. My parents were wonderful and everything, you know, it was the greatest thing ever. And every time somebody tells me that, you know, I laugh to myself because I know that's not true. That's just the picture that they have painted to distort their own story. They made a story. They distorted the situation. They made up a story that works for them. And the reason we make up a story is because we don't want to face the truth. We don't want to face the true feelings and emotions that we've been dealing with our entire life. And that's why you make up that story. And I myself was the same. I remember when I first went to therapy many years ago and I sat down and we started having a conversation and I thought, hey, I'm going to go in here and tell this guy, you know, I got a couple of things, but overall I'm pretty good and I'm in good shape. And I just wanted to clear up a few little minor issues. As we got into it, of course, a lot of things started coming up. A lot of truth started coming up. A lot of emotional pain started coming up, which was my truth. Things that I had unconsciously really masked my whole life. And I didn't do it on a conscious basis. I didn't wake up and try to do that. You have to remember, we have no point of reference growing up. We only know what we know. We only know what we've seen. We only know how we were treated. We don't understand the other side of the picture. We don't understand what's really going on because we only have a very small sample size. You have the way you grew up in your household and what it was supposed to be like and the belief system that you were given. That became your truth. As you grow up, as you get older, as you meet more people, as you expand, as you explore, you start to see different things. So that's when things start to open up for some. Now, for other people, no, they still stay in that small box, keep themselves in that little space, and hold themselves there forever. So this is something you want to be able to let go of, because if you're not going to get in your truth, you're going to get stuck. So we'll talk about the other two areas after the break, and we want to be sure we're ready to step up for 2017. So we'll be back in a minute. This is Joe Nunziata, Shot of Joe.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Isn't it time to put your health first? To give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.com/book.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Joe Nunziata. Welcome back to A Shot of Joe. As we continue talking about being in your truth, the last segment we ended on relationships, but let's deal with the other two issues or areas of life that we want to be in truth about. One will be your career. So what is it that you're doing in your life, in your career? Are you doing what you feel? And again, I always go back to what you feel. So are you doing what you feel you want to be doing? That's what you want to look at right here and be honest about that. So when you look at that situation, you say to yourself, okay, now a lot of people will say to me, well, this is not what I want to be doing, but obviously we have bills. We have to pay the bills. People need a job. They have to create an income and they're doing something they don't like. Now understand something. It's very positive to understand, to say, well, you know what? I realize that this is not what I want to be doing my whole life, but I accept that I am doing it now to take care of myself, but I am now going to start working on and pursuing the other things that I want to do in my life, the other career, the other profession, the other skill, whatever it is that you're looking to do. It's important to say, hey, it's fine that I'm not necessarily doing what I really love or want to be doing, but I'm moving in this direction. Now, the other part of it is I see a lot of people who say, I don't like what I'm doing. I want to do something else. They don't move in the direction. They don't actually do anything to begin to move in that direction. Now, when I say do anything, this could be research. This could be taking a class. When I first got in, I was working full time. When I first wanted to get into speaking and training, I had a full time job. I would go at night to take classes in New York City. I would go to the library and get books. I was listening to audio tapes. I was still working on the transition, even though I had a full-time job. That was something that I did. But I was moving my energy in the direction. So it doesn't mean you don't have to do anything dramatic. You don't have to do anything crazy. But it is important to begin to move your energy in the direction that you want to go in. Now, some people do take dramatic steps. They'll come in and quit their job or go start doing something right away or immediately. You know, that's just how they decided to do it, which is fine. But you have to do it in a way that works for you. It has to be comfortable. You have to make sure it works for you. But the key is to say, I need to be honest. Again, it's your truth to say it's okay. Now, the other thing is be in acceptance of where you are because you're there. So to get up every morning, like people say to me, I hate what I do. I hate my life. I hate everything. What you're doing is you're putting out a lot of negative energy and you're getting yourself stuck in that space. So instead of just saying, okay, I'm here, I put myself here for a reason, I accept it, but I'm moving in another direction, that will be the key for you to begin to make the change and transition that you desire. So this is important for you as you go forward. So we're looking at your career. Maybe you say, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I'm confused right now. I'm kind of doing something. It's okay. But I really don't know what my truth is regarding my career or my life. That's fine. See, we have to be okay. See, one of the things I think for us, we think we always have to know everything. I have to know exactly what I'm doing next, exactly what's going to happen. That's not true because this is not the way life is. Sometimes things happen. We get moved in a certain direction or inspiration comes to us or all of a sudden you say, wow, I want to do something different with my life. And you don't know what to do. When I first realized that I wanted to do training and speaking and writing and all, I had no idea what I was doing. So I said, wow, I was just kind of confused. But again, we sometimes get stuck in that little in-between. I'm not really sure. I have a couple of ideas. I wrote a book that you can download for free. It's called Finding Your Purpose. You can go to findingyourpurpose.com and download that book for free. It'll help you get a better sense of how to go through some processes to maybe connect you to what you really are here to do and what you really want to do. So that's important. The final piece of the puzzle for us for today will be health. So you look at your physical health and your physical situation. And of course, this covers a lot of areas. So one of the areas, of course, would be, are you physically fit? Do you feel like you're in good shape? Do you feel like, are you happy with your weight? Are you happy with the condition that you're in? You know, are you exercising? Are you doing things that are positive? Are you eating in a way that's good for your physical body? That's one part of it. If you're overweight, if you feel like your health is being compromised because you're not staying in good physical condition, that's your truth. So the question would be, why am I doing that? Why am I keeping myself in that place? Why am I not losing weight? And people look at weight loss and they say, well, it's a simple thing. Just do some exercise and change your diet. But we know that it's an emotional thing. There's emotional issues that hold us in any of these areas, whether it's a negative relationship, negative career, negative financial situation, negative health. We know that there's emotional issues there that are really coming up that are stopping us from going forward. So if you're not happy with that situation, again, it's a matter of saying, what is my truth? My truth is X, and I'm going to begin to take steps and do things to move myself in a positive direction in that area. So the key for us is to be in truth. And the other key is, I want to break cycles. So right now, 11-11 of this year was about ending cycles. 12-12 is about manifestation. Then we're going to go into 2018, carrying the energy that we bring forward now. So any cycles that you're holding on to with people, with jobs, with health that you don't want to bring into 2018, it's important that you get to the truth. And it's important that you look that straight in the eye and say, okay, this is something I want to change. This is something I'm going to start moving in a positive direction, but I have to be in my truth. So if you keep hanging around people that are making you feel bad about yourself or getting you upset or distressing you, that's the cycle you have to end. And when we deal with people, the hard part of it is there are certain people you can talk to. Your elevated relationships, you can have a conversation with someone and say, listen, this is hurting my feelings. This is bothering me. We have to work on this. We have to go in a different area. I want to go in a different direction here. Or I can't, this is no longer healthy for me the way this is. And some people will say, oh, I'm glad you spoke to me about it. I'm glad you brought it up. Let's address it and move forward in a positive way. Now, obviously, a lot of times we're dealing with the relationships we talked about earlier, which is family. You can't have that conversation because you know you're dealing with a lot of people there that are not going to change. They're not going to make adjustments. They will not receive this information in a positive way. Now you have to break that cycle. How do you do that? Well, that will be up to you. One, you always have the option to make the decision of how this will go forward. So if you feel you can speak to those people and make those adjustments, that's fine. You may say, well, I want to keep that relationship going, but I realize I have to pull back. This is a very popular thing that I see with people. You know, I'll just see these people less, or I'll pull myself back and I won't get as involved with them. Or ultimately, if it just doesn't work, and again, it could be a friend, it could be a work situation, family situation, where you have to realize, you know what, this is not working for me. I have to just walk away from it because it's not serving me anymore. And this will go for all cycles that you're dealing with right now. Because your truth is going to be, if you continue to invite in this negativity, you're telling the universe that this is what you want. You're telling the universe, give me more of this. Give me more of this conflict. Give me more of this upset. Give me more of this struggle. That's what you're telling the universe if you keep it going, because you don't want to offend someone, or you don't want to break the cycle, or you feel bad about the situation. I get it. I've been there. I've gone through all this kind of work myself. But the ultimate win for everybody involved, because let me tell you, you being in a negative circumstance with another person is not helping either one of you. It's just keeping both of you in negative energy. And either that relationship must be adjusted or shifted, or it must end. And if it cannot be shifted, you have to accept that this has to end because I don't want this cycle to continue in my life any longer. And these are the truths that we must look at now as we go forward. Because as we look at these truths as we go forward, this is how you make changes. When you look at something dead on and say, okay, this is not working for me, I am ready to let it go. Because a big part of being in your truth and going forward is letting go of things that don't, you don't have to do anything, you just have to let it go so the universe can replace it with something better. So I want to wish everybody a terrific Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy the day. Don't eat too much. Don't forget, we want to stay healthy. And just be in your truth and be aware of how you feel. It will really tell you where you are and where you're going. So may you be blessed. Have a great one. This is Joe Nunziata. See you soon.
Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. To find out more about Joe or download past podcasts, visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.